Hey, fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
They said this day would never come. Questioned my integrity, challenged my word. Little did they know they were in for the surprise of a lifetime. A major bucket list experience.
That's amazing.
We are making a house call to the most exclusive doctor in Hollywood.
I'm so excited.
If you two remember, we had a behind the scenes chat about tattoos after Willow got hers.
We had another conversation about whether you were going to be in agreement with us getting, the three of us getting tattooed.
What
tattoo? We talked about that, and you keep vacillating back and forth about it.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what tattoo would you like to get, Gam?
Well, I know specifically what I want to get on my hand. I want to just get grateful.
Or gratitude.
But we were trying to think of something that we could all get together.
I like gratitude.
I mean, I can do, and I'm not doing gratitude right here. But we could think of something, maybe three circles.
That's what I said to you so long
did
ago.
Did you?
Yes, and you were like,
yes,
I said three interlocking circles to look kind of like this.
We can do three interlocking circles. I'm down for that.
Okay. You heard it, right?
I did.
Now
you
it's
heard
on
it
tape. On Red Table, so.
It's on tape, yeah. I mean, that's
we could
perfect.
Do a show about it. My little wonk-eyed wink.
So, to keep my word, I lined up something really special. We are taking a field trip to the one and only Dr. Wu.
Oh my God!
I'm so excited!
He has a waiting list a mile long, and we are going to his studio, and we're finally going to get our matching tattoos. So
God.
Now there, near, near, near.
I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
You're so welcome. Thank you to Mr. Wu, honey. Made the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Dr. Wu.
I love that.
I'm excited.
I've always wanted to get tattooed by Dr. Wu.
Dr. Wu is one of the most in-demand tattoo artists in the world. He has millions of followers around the globe, and his wait list can be years long. Dr. Wu's signature style is extraordinarily intricate and very distinct, created by a single needle technique, unlike most tattoos that use 8 needles at once. His delicate and detailed creations have been inked on some very famous bodies. Drake's praying hands, this tiny peach on Justin Bieber's neck, a jar of Vegemite on Miley's arm, and a picture-perfect town on Blake Griffin, plus countless others. His black and gray meticulous masterpieces will leave you in awe.
Dr. Wu is making time for us, ladies.
Well, then
can I get my
little...
grateful too?
You get whatever you want, Gam. Whatever you want. We're going to Dr. Wu's studio. So
oh
you
my
tell
gosh.
Dr. Wu what you want to do. Tell Dr.
My
Wu
goodness.
What you want to do. What? Tell hey. Dr. Wu what you want to do. Oh, what you want to do.
Oh,
what you
want to
do.
Oh,
there you go.
Yes.
I love it. I'm so excited. What is going on?
When are we going?
In 2 days.
Oh, wow.
You know what we could get?
What?
Lotus. But a tiny lotus.
Oh,
like a shaded lotus.
I need that. I'm down for that.
A realistic lotus.
I'm down for that.
That's perfect.
I'm down for the lotus. Down for the lotus?
Yes.
Lotus.
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 The wait is over. It's time for the field trip to our first ever three-generational tattoo experience. We're headed to the legendary Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, home of Dr. Wu's secret studio he calls The Hideaway.
Oh, this is a hell of a studio.
Cool.
This is beautiful.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
This is an honor.
Yes.
It's amazing. This is your studio?
Yeah, this is my studio.
Oh my
this is
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
This is so
it's
dope.
It's such a vibe.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, this is
Thank
a
you.
Real vibe.
I love that there's just a full motorcycle just
right.
in the,
yeah. right.
in the my, tattooing room.
That's my old motorcycle. You guys
wow.
want to have
yeah.
a seat?
Sure.
And we can
figure out what we are doing.
Willow wants us to get matching tattoos, the three of us.
Yes.
Very cute.
So we would think
very
about doing a, like, you know, a lotus.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I heard maybe you wanted, it was like a blossom.
I wanted to get like a bud, it like starting to get out of the seed, yeah, and then the full lotus.
Cool.
Do you have any area that you think would be best?
I mean, honestly, I always like the arms. Then right, you can always control how much it's visible or not.
Yeah, exactly.
What about right here?
Ooh, mom.
That doesn't hurt too bad.
That shouldn't hurt too much, right?
No, I have a light hand as well.
So I want mine like on the same area, but on this side.
Yeah, I'll make some stencils and and then you guys take everything in and then I'll come back in a second.
Oh, ooh, original.
This is the one that was kind of like more, like it's just kind of outlines
so
more.
Nice.
I'd probably like shade it a little softer, and then this is more of like.
Oh.
Like, kind of cool.
You know, that's more of a graphic, kind of artistic.
I really like this.
I do too.
There's something really charming about this.
Yeah, this is gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold it.
I really like, want this.
All three of them.
All three of them.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
How about that?
Did you see this? Look at that. Gorgeous.
A tiny version. Mom, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
I love that.
Yes.
It's having a movement.
That's it.
So who's gonna go first? Make yourself at home, then we will set up for Jada.
I can't wait to see how mommy reacts.
I mean, once you've had babies, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, you know, we tend to be a little hairy.
My arm definitely has some fuzz.
Usually, you know, we make a stencil so we can get the placement just right and see where everything is. It's kind of like a little blueprint for me to follow. Because the tricky thing about this spot is on the top of your arm, you see how like there's this gap, but all you do is like any twist, it kind of distorts it. Do you want it more centered like when you're natural or kind of when you pull up, you kind of see it?
It's probably when I'm natural, huh?
Yeah. Check it out, see what you think.
Look at that smile.
You can lift and move it around a little bit,
just
see,
see
how it falls in different places.
Do you think it should come down just a little?
Yeah.
Or you turn around?
You can do it
I mean, if you did it like right.
Yeah, let's try it.
It's mama, and she's getting tatted by Dr. Wu. It's mama, it's mama.
That has a different vibe.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, like when right there, it's right in the middle.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's dope. I want to see it every day.
Yeah.
It's a reminder. Yeah, it's a beautiful reminder.
You're going to be okay.
I know. So how long have you been doing this?
14 years?
You've been doing this for 14 years?
I think so.
Wow.
I lost track of time.
I've had people talk about him like they were gonna go see Kid Cudi concert. Like, oh my God, Dr. Wu, like, you need to see this. If I ever got the chance, like, what's going on? Like, this is crazy.
That's funny.
So what do you think was the moment you realized you made it?
It wasn't overnight. There was one time I do remember, though, I choose a day, like the first Monday of every month. Say, if you want an appointment and you live in LA, just come to the shop and make it in person. And I remember I pulled up to the shop and there was a line around the block on Sunset. And I was like, oh my God, like, it was pretty crazy. And you're kind of like, oh wow, that's okay. I think I'm onto something here.
How have you been able to stay so grounded? You seem like such a cool person. You've got such a relaxed, joyful demeanor.
It's because my family, my wife, my kids. And I grew up in the city. So I had a lot of chances to see people that don't take success and fame well. Then you see how people started treating people. I was like, I don't want to ever be like that, you know?
Right.
I never want to treat anyone lesser than me in that sense, you know? Once you get a family and you kind of understand how you want your kids to treat other people.
Yeah, that's
a whole other thing.
And then you have to lead by example, so over time. I think that's just how it goes.
How many kids do you have?
I have two boys.
You got two boys? What are their ages?
10 and 6.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You're in real daddy mode.
They're wild, too.
Yeah. One of his kids' names is Rafe.
Yeah.
Oh, Rafe.
And I was like, my mom would love that name.
Yeah, dude, I love
Rafe.
That.
Rafe.
Rafe and Lion.
Lion.
L-Y-O-N.
I like that one, too. What made you decide that you wanted to become a tattoo artist?
You know, that's the thing. It wasn't like a conscious decision. I was getting tattooed by my mentor, Mark Mahoney. That shamrock on the Sunset Strip for a long time, and he's, you know, super famous, super legendary in the world. So when he offered to teach me, I was like, how do you turn that down? I couldn't pass that up, so quit my job the next day and then started there.
Why did he offer to teach you?
I was his client for like 10 years before that. Just kind of like a shop kid hanging around all the time.
You had a Jedi heart, he saw it.
Yeah. Now, I wasn't your typical tattoo artist.
Right.
No, I was like a first generation immigrant here. My parents are Chinese. You don't grow up around that stuff. Whereas like all the other tattooers in the shop, parents were tattoo artists, or, you know, they come from the biker gangs. Like if you walked into a tattoo shop in like the 90s, it was a very unknown world before. It wasn't a common place for people. There was no TV shows. There was no Instagram or Facebook.
And it was pretty taboo, you know?
Very taboo.
Yeah, extremely.
Pretty taboo.
Very taboo. Mm-hmm. For the first part of my career, I mean, 99.9% of people that were getting a tattoo, like, were heavily tattooed. Like,
yeah.
It was for tattoo connoisseurs. Now, you know, 8 out of 10, it's like their first tattoo. I'm tattooing lawyers and doctors, politicians. The taboo has definitely been lifted a bit.
How did your parents feel about you becoming a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
Well, needless to say, I'm sure you assume from first generation immigrant Asian parents.
Right. Yeah.
They are as much Asian traditional parents as you would expect.
Right.
I did not give them an easy upbringing. I was very rebellious and, you know, it was a culture shock. At home, I was hearing and learning one thing, and when I was at school and with my friends, it was something else. And I didn't really know who I was. So for me to like kind of do this was not what they...
Yeah, not their vision.
That's not their story that they're going to tell. We didn't, you know, immigrate to America so our firstborn son can become a tattoo artist.
Right. Like,
hell no. You know, it was supposed to be lawyer, doctor.
Doctor, yep.
Go to a UCLA, like that whole thing. They're so supportive now. My mom's so proud. But it wasn't an easy transition to that point. It definitely took them a little bit to understand what this was. I think they understood that success isn't determined or defined by what, you know, the social standards of it is.
Exactly.
It's what we define it is, and if we're happy and doing what we love.
Right.
When I first had my kids, the first thing I did was call my parents and say, yo, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I took it all for granted because now I understand.
Right.
And I don't think you can really understand until you understand, like, what that responsibility is.
So I want to ask you some. Everything that's been happening in our country lately, just around the violence towards, you know, Asians.
Mm-hmm.
How's that affected you? Or,
you know, I feel like I had such a tough skin growing up, and I didn't really understand. I mean, of course, I understood racism and all that, but I didn't grow up with a lot of Asians.
Right.
You know, I grew up in a mixed community. But now I see it, and right before lockdown, my kids and I were in a store, and the kids picked something off a rack, and it fell, and some old man started yelling at him, and I was like, you know, don't yell at my kids, like, ease up. And he told us to go back to where we came from.
Mm.
And my kids are mixed, so they have no...
Like,
they were like, we'll go home, like...
Sherman Oaks?
Like, back to Silver Lake? Like, I don't understand. Because in our house, we never talk about race or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, we are who we are. And that was the first time I kind of felt like, wow, this guy doesn't see me the way that I feel like I see myself. And then I kind of felt, this is how so many people feel, and I just kind of like been blind to that fact, you know? Yeah. And it's been an interesting time. It's been hard to find the definition of being so open-minded and having no hate in your heart. It sounds as corny as to say, like, everyone has to work together and admit that, you know, we all have flaws.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and we have to work together against white supremacy. You know?
Yeah. Like,
there's a common enemy, you know?
Yeah.
Some people don't want to hear it. Even my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I try to talk about it with them because they are Asian elders and they kind of are afraid of conflict and they don't want to engage that way because that's been their MO of kind of thriving in this country is not causing a disruption.
Right.
They don't bother us, we don't bother them.
After that moment, did you feel the need to then have a conversation with your boys and your wife as a family?
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about it a lot with them now, especially the little one, because my wife is, her mother is Irish and Italian, and her father is Native American and half black. They have a quarter.
A lot of stuff.
After this whole thing, the little one has been saying a lot like, oh, I'm Chinese. And I'm like, well, yes, part, but you're not all. And they're like, well, how come you're full? And I'm like, because my parents are. But that's the beauty of building a family and everyone can love each other and there's no boundaries, you know? You can be Chinese and you can be white, you can be Native American, you can be black, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know? I try to explain it to them in that sense, and they're starting to get it. But I think they're so innocent that they don't even think about it.
Like, it's so difficult to explain the concept of separatism to a child.
Yeah, they're like, but why? They're not on the playground like, that's white Billy, and that's Chinese John. It's just, they're the kids, and I remember my older one, we were talking about it, and I literally saw, like, he was perplexed in his eyes, and I was like, wow, do I pursue this? Because I don't even want to, like, break that seal.
Yeah.
But it's hard to ignore now. But I think just showing them the right way and not telling them how they should feel, but giving them tools to deduce that themselves, educate them.
Yeah.
We have to take our time out and really tackle some of those topics with them because the school's not going to.
No.
Right.
But at the same time, how do you protect your child's innocence?
Yeah, part of you wants to obviously do that, and then part of you wants to, like you say, protect their innocence. But I think we just got to do our best to give them the best foot forward as they grow, because they will. I think it is really just your home life and who your parents are and raising them right.
Oh, man.
So beautiful.
Yay!
Perfect.
My God, this is gonna be so fire.
I think this might make more sense instead of rapping.
That's beautiful.
All right.
I'm just so excited to finally be yatted by Dr. Wu and to tell everybody, honestly. The longest tattoo you've ever done, Dr. Wu?
One time I did one of 10 hours.
Whoa.
I can't work in that capacity anymore.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a lot for the artist as well as for the client.
The lotus represents spiritual enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And we hear this saying through the mud grows the lotus.
Right.
And that's
definitely my story.
Yes, 100%. And I think all of us from different perspectives in life have had that journey. The bud to the little blossom to the bloom also, I feel like, expresses the spiritual journey, but also the three of us. I'm the youngest, you know, my mom is the middle, and Gam is the fully bloomed lotus.
And it means something, you know, different for each of us, because our stories, our journeys are different.
100%.
But it still represents us so well. I thought that was brilliant.
Thank you, Gam.
Out of the mud comes the lotus. You have to go through the mud, the dirt, and still something beautiful is created. And that kind of described my journey. I've been through some really tough times.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm still worthy.
Yes.
You know, and there's still room for me to grow and change. Even now, at 67, I'm still growing and changing and trying to be better.
Yeah.
So getting the lotus was just everything.
Yay! It feels like my little kitten Lola when I first got her playing, biting my arm.
Yeah.
How many tattoos do you have, Gam?
Three.
Three tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 15 piercings and 3 tattoos.
Now, we were looking on your page and there was a little boy
Yeah. Oh. That's Rafi.
I also want to draw this because I want to be a tattoo artist.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. What if they grow up to also tattoo?
I don't know. I was very fortunate to be able to, like, carve myself a little place. Totally.
I mean, their father being Dr. Wu, they might even be like, I'm never going to pick up a tattoo pen because if my not as good as his, then I'm, you know.
I get asked that a lot, and I never know how I feel about the answer. And maybe they want to make an impact.
Someplace else.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
You know it's not easy walking in your parents' footsteps.
It's really not. That's why I'm like, damn, I really respect that.
Yeah.
Because I knew my parents, obviously they wanted me to do what I wanted to do, but I definitely knew that they wanted me to be an artist. Mm-hmm. And like any kind of artist, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I also feel like they wanted me to do that because that was what they knew and they could like help me in that world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they could be instrumental in my growth in that world because they had knowledge about it.
Yeah, it's something they could relate to.
Totally, yeah.
Have wisdom in it.
Yeah, 100%. I love the studio.
We call it the hideaway because it's kind of a little hideaway. Once you're here, you don't feel like you're part of the hotel.
Exactly.
They had the first Oscars here.
What?
This hotel has some hauntings. That hotel room right there across is like where Marilyn Monroe lived.
What?
There's a mirror that people have been saying that if you look in the mirror, you see her in the reflection down the hall.
Oh my God.
So they actually removed the mirror.
Oh my God. That's so scary.
I'm on the last one.
I've never gotten shading in a tattoo before. When I leave here, I'm gonna go to the studio and make you a theme song immediately.
I need one.
Dr. Wu, get that good. With a nice little synth jingle on the end.
I'll send you some zzz sounds.
Yes! So I can just put it in there.
You can sample some buzzing.
Get that good.
Yes! It's already catching on.
All right.
Wow. You're just a freaking like, what? What? Come on, look at that. This is just the detail. I just love you. Like,
you have it back.
How's it feel?
It feels amazing, and it looks even better.
Thank
guys,
you.
This is my first
Dr. Wu.
Shaded Dr. Wu tattoo. It's Bam Bam! Hey! We did it! I know!
Damn, you did that fast!
It looks, dare I say, perfect?
That's so dope!
Take a pic of it.
Dag Willow! Damn, you next. Two down.
One to go. Dr. Wu was able to design the three stages of the lotus, representing the stages of our lives.
Stages of our lives and the stages of our spiritual growth.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready for you.
I think I want to do it right in here.
Like right in the...
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah. Whatever you feel, because you're the one that's going to be seeing it the most.
Oh, my goodness. That's gonna be beautiful.
My mother has more tattoos than me.
That's beautiful.
Which is crazy.
Because she's unapologetically dope. That's why.
Unapologetically
dope, honey.
All right,
don't get it twisted.
Have a seat, lady.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. You know, I have a pretty high tolerance for pain.
Did you guys ever think we would be here doing this?
No, because Jada was half-stepping. Ain't no half-stepping.
Who am I stepping?
Oh, no, honey.
You said who?
Said Will.
No text. He was actually the one that I was most nervous about. Like, I showed my mom the art for my half sleeve, like, I want to say like 3 weeks before I got it. But I didn't tell my dad because I was like, he's going to be like, my baby has a half sleeve? What?
Don't
and I knew he
laugh.
Was going to be like, what the hell? But he called me. It was like, I want to say like 2 or 3 days after I had gotten it. And he was like, hey, I heard you got a tattoo. And I was like, from who? And he was like, it doesn't matter. obviously it was you. And I was like, okay. And then I showed it to him and he was like, everything is in divine order. Your path is your path and I just love you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you got something that actually looks happy. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, thank you.
You got that, Gam.
Yeah, you got that, Gam.
She's just like... Has anybody ever come to you and been like, man, I can't believe, like, you know, 3 years later, like, why'd you give me that tattoo on my
You know, God. It's always a tattoo of a lover, a name.
Wow.
And I tell anyone that it's a curse.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done it where the couple stayed together. One time, literally, the couple got it the night before, and the next day they came in regretting it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They're just like, is there any way to remove this? It's like...
What?
Or like, yeah, like, what do I do? It's like, don't be so hasty next time. I mean...
Yeah. Gam is almost being brought to tears. Your dream came true, Gam. Yeah.
You gotta take a picture.
That's beautiful, right?
It is.
That's gorgeous, Gam. He's so dope. Oh, my God.
He's so beautiful.
You got your dream, Gam. You got your perfection. We got our trio. Our trio. Our trio.
And I love different. That right there. It's like, yeah, we got them all in different
all
places.
In different places.
I love that we did that.
Yeah.
Group hug.
We finally did it.
Look at this. We're going to remember our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. We're going to remember this beautiful time in life.
Absolutely. Now it makes me want to just get a big old lotus on my back.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey. This is how I'm going to be every day now. I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, so.
I got this tat by Dr. Wu.
Yeah. I'm just chilling, you know, like over there. Did you see that? Like it's over there. Yeah, totally. It's gonna be like, hello.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.